On this day, 10th June 1921, Irish-Russian Treaty. A white paper was issued yesterday, giving particulars from documents said to have been captured in Dublin of a proposed treaty between the Russian Soviet Republic and the Republic of Ireland. The draft, dated Dublin, June 15, 1920, pledges the Republic of Ireland to promote the recognition of the Russian Soviet Republic by the nations of the world on condition of a reciprocal attitude. After outlining the various commercial clauses, the treaty states that the avowed purpose of both parties is to end imperial exploitation. A memorandum by Dr. Patrick McCartan, Sinn Féin MP for King's County, now in Russia, reveals his intention of asking for 50,000 rifles to be run into Ireland. Viceroy on Belfast riots. Speaking at Belfast City Hall yesterday, the Irish Viceroy, Lord Fitzalan, said he could not forget what was due to Ulster in the Ulster Division at the Somme. Applause. He added, "I have only one fault and one criticism to make about Belfast. There are occasions when you are too fond of having riots. You want to see the inhabitants of this great city living in friendship with one another. Let us remember there is a great thing called charity." Applause. Gaeltacht College reopens. Preparations are well advanced for the inauguration of the 8th session of St. Malachy's College of Irish Ballycastle on July 4, 1921. Students of all stages of proficiency will find classes to suit them. In this connection, boating excursions to Rathlin Island are very often arranged so that those anxious to practice the language with the islanders may do so. Prospectus and fuller information may be had from Monsieur McGuigan, Irish College, Bank Street, Belfast. Eamon Phoenix editor's note, founded in 1913, this summer Gaelic College used native Irish speakers from Rathlin and Glenariff. Meanwhile, a British white paper confirmed a secret treaty between the Irish Republic and the Soviet Union in 1920. Tyrone RB figure Dr. Patrick McCartan, TD, was instructed by President de Valera to negotiate an interest-free loan of £25,000 to Soviet Russia as the Russian Revolution continued. In exchange, the Soviets offered part of the Russian crown jewels as collateral. The deal, however, did not prevent the Soviets from rejecting a proposed trade pact with Ireland. Harry Boland brought the jewels back to Dublin and, following the treaty split, instructed his family that they be given to de Valera when he returned to power. This occurred in 1932, but the jewels lay forgotten in government offices until they were discovered in the late 1940s by the finance minister, Patrick McGilligan. They were returned to the Soviet Union, which promptly repaid the loan.